I'm talking now with Morgan Schmitz, a senior at Bold High School. Hello.
Hello.
Have you been going to the Bold School District your whole life, or did you transfer in at some point?
I went to St. Mary's School in Rhode Island until eighth grade, and then I came over to the high school.
And so when you transferred over, you already knew a lot of the students already, right?
Yes, I already knew them, mostly from sports.
Okay, what are your current plans for after high school?
I plan to attend the University of Minnesota Duluth and major in Communication Sciences and Disorders.
Communication Sciences and Disorders. So what do you see as your dream job, like 20 years from now?
I would become a speech-language pathologist, and then I would hope that I could work in a school system so then I could work with kids.
Is this something you have any sort of direct experience with?
I've done a job shadow of a speech-language pathologist, but other than that, not really.
What did you want to be when you were a little girl, like first or second grade?
Well, I knew I wanted to work with kids, so I guess I didn't really know many jobs then, so I wanted to work at, like, a daycare.
So you went from wanting to do a daycare to being a speech pathologist. What's the transition? What made you interested in speech pathology specifically?
Well, I knew that it was something that I could specialize in kids with, so I just know that I want to work with kids, and that's something that I could do.
Which sort of classes in high school come easiest to you, and which ones do you have to struggle in more?
I would say math comes easier to me, and I probably struggle a little more with reading and English.
So if you want to go into speech pathology, how does that sort of fit into the, like, you have math and science on one side and English and art on the other. Is speech pathology sort of in the middle?
I would say it's probably on the English and reading side, but it's probably just something I need to work on more.
You said you did a bit of job shadowing?
Yep.
So what did that involve? Were you actually sitting in the room where somebody was helping somebody?
Yes, I was there for about 3 hours. I got to sit on, like, three different sessions with little kids.
So this is a field I don't know much about. So when you were sitting there watching, what were you observing and what interested you about it?
I just like that they got to work with kids and that they got to help them. And, I mean, they were, like, so proud of themselves after they accomplished something that they did.
So what school activities are you involved in?
I'm in basketball, volleyball, softball, FCA, and NHS.
Those are all team activities. Do you like working as part of a team?
Yeah, I do. I make a lot of new friends.
In a team situation, in theory, everybody's working for the same goal, but what happens when that's not how it's actually working and you have people going in different directions or butting heads? How do you get people back on track?
Oh, yeah, that definitely happens, but I guess just trying to point out the team goal again and trying to make them come back to the team and see the big goal.
Let's say it's 10 years from now, and you're at your high school reunion, and you're seeing your friends, who you haven't seen in a long time, and the memories are just flooding back. What are going to be some of your strongest memories of your high school years, do you think?
I think our state basketball tournament is going to be a big one. And I've also went to Costa Rica this year. I think that'll be a big one that comes back, and probably just other accomplishments in sports.
You went to Costa Rica. Was that part of a school trip?
Yes, it was for Spanish.
Okay, what did you do there?
We were gone for about 9 days, and we went to 4 different places, and we just went around and saw the different culture, and it was fun.
You've been going to the Bold School District your whole life. Do you feel you missed out on anything by not going to one of these schools in the Twin Cities where they have 500 in their graduating class?
No. I really like how close everyone is here and how well everyone gets along with each other. I think I would be lost there.
Okay, so you think you came out ahead going to a smaller school like Bold High School?
Yes.
Thank you. I've been talking with Morgan Schmitz, a senior at Bold High School. Thank you.
Thank you.